Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. This is 139. Appreciate all you guys checking out the show over the, I guess, the years, Valdez. We're coming up on 3 years of doing Bit Season here.
I know. 140 episodes. Wow. Isn't time flying?
We started in the fall of 2000 and... What was it?
21?
Was it 21?
Was it 21? No, 22.
22.
22.
I don't know. I'm getting confused. But it's been 3 years.
That's crazy.
That we've been doing this, enjoyed doing the show. Hopefully you guys are still enjoying the content that we put out there.
We try.
Try to talk about the junkies, the junkie show, some stuff that's going on in our own lives, our own thoughts.
Yeah. Hey, oh, by the way, before we get moving, happy birthday, Wacky Jackie.
Oh, it's Jack's...
41st birthday.
41. I'm always thrown off that Jack is an older guy. You guys are best buddies, but he's a few years older than you.
Yes. He's your age, isn't he?
He probably did. He graduate in 2001 when I graduated. Yeah. Most people in my class year are 41. I just turned 42. Yes.
Well, happy birthday to Jack. Today is his birthday. He was my first friend in Virginia when I moved down here, and I was living in a Fonzie pad over someone's garage in Ashburn.
Oh, you didn't meet him
Brambleton.
Until you moved to...
No, I didn't.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't know this.
Maybe I forget.
Odyssey of Wacky Jackie.
I thought you were friends with Jack's sister first or something.
No. Met her after Jack.
Gotcha.
The whole clan. But Jack was my first friend. What did I do? Oh, on air, the guys asked me what I've been doing since I moved to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I said nothing. And they said, "Well, what do you do?" I sit in my Fonzie pad and do nothing. And they couldn't believe I didn't have a friend. They asked me on air, "Who or what do I do for fun?"
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I said I play softball. I golf.
They set you up.
Yeah, and they set me up. And they said, "Who wants to be Valdez's friend?" And Jack texted in, said, "I will be his friend."
It really is unbelievable that the majority.
And we've been friends for 14 years.
That's awesome. The majority of the people in our lives that we know, we've met through the radio station.
Oh, trust me.
It would be tough for me at this point to, outside of a neighbor, okay, that I'm friends with. I don't know if I have any relationships with anybody, including my wife, that I didn't meet through the radio station or radio show.
Everything in our lives revolves around the show / radio station.
How we get introduced to people, how we just make chit chat with people. I mean, I just stayed at two random guys, random guys' houses that I didn't know before this.
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
The fact that you were you have two vacation sugar daddies.
I do have two new vacation sugar daddies. Hopefully I didn't turn the Ocean City one off.
I know.
Can
we get into that?
Sure.
I am very upset.
Why?
Very upset that the prospect of having an oceanfront place at our disposal. Okay. That you ruined. That you ruined the prospect of having oceanfront prime real estate vacations.
Now, how did I ruin it? By calling Ocean City a dump or letting Oakley destroy the bedroom door?
First, there's a hierarchy of how you ruined everything.
Okay.
All right. Number one. I think it's Oakley ruining the door.
Yeah, that was a big concern.
That was a huge, huge faux pas of yours was forcing your animal, on his very nice, very clean, oceanfront, condo on 94th Street.
Well,
the fact that you had to lug that thing around, and bring them, and to be honest with you, it probably pooped in the condo.
I'd rather him poop than pee.
Did Oakley pee in the condo? Be honest.
No, he did not. That would be a huge issue. Because you can't. It's so hard to get that smell out.
Does it smell like dog in the condo after bringing?
He kind of smelled like a stinky dog once or twice.
Sandy paws all over that guy's nice condo.
What's with Ocean City? You can't bring your dog on the beach. What kind of crap is that? I mean, I knew that before I went, but still, it's annoying.
We'll get to that. But the fact that your dog treated your. Mm-hmm. Treated this place like a pigsty.
Yeah,
that's strike one.
Yeah,
okay,
to argue against.
That was my main concern. I mean, Oakley was no well behaved dog.
Even without him tearing scratching, up the bedroom door,
scratching the door,
I wouldn't take him again. There's not a lot for him to do up there, So. I would have to, wasn't that big of it. All the stuff was kind of last minute. Right. So yeah. I didn't really have a sitter for 4 days.
You couldn't find a kennel to
I didn't want to deal with that. He's not up to date, I don't think, on his shots right now. So I didn't want to go to the vet and get the kennel cough and all that other stuff He's not boosted.
So that was number one. The first problem on the Mount Rushmore of problems. Yeah. Number two, and I think you've learned this. By your experience, we are very sensitive about Ocean City. I think you just figured that out after your stay there.
It was a concern of mine about me sharing my true thoughts on Ocean City and hurting your feelings.
No, it is
something that you love. And
yeah, because it's childhood core memory.
It's childhood core, and I understand that. I totally get that. If you came out to the Oregon coast, you would say, "Oh my God, it's so boring out there. The water's so cold and windy.
You gotta wear a hoodie on the beach.
A hoodie on the beach in July. Well, this place sucks." And I would get Rick. So I knew exactly what was going to happen if I took any shots at Ocean City, and I understand it. So I'm not surprised that you were a little Rick at my.
It's not the recap. It's the fact that you did Ocean City wrong. That was my main thing. Is that you are an awful person to vacation with.
My kids thought I was pretty awesome.
Okay.
Right. So you got.
Well, you're eating dinner at 7:30 in a beach town.
Look, it was my first time in Ocean City. All right. I didn't have the entire city mapped out, everything, everyone to know. I'd never been before. Okay. You have to cut me some slack. It's a place that of course, I knew that it was busy, but I didn't even know the layout of the entire place. I just figured when I get up there, you're a planner, right? You like to plan. Of course. Everything's got to be. I planned a trip to Ocean City about 3 days beforehand. Okay, so clearly I didn't have everything mapped out. I didn't even know the layout of all the condos or the are on one side and all the restaurants and everything else is on the other side of the street. I didn't have it mapped out in the parking lots that are out there except for Rope Walk. Okay. I didn't realize it was impossible to find parking for 125 streets straight. I didn't know the layout. Okay, you can't know everything.
I guess that's true.
Okay,
but you would never do Ocean City again, would you?
I would go back in 2 weeks. I would. Now that can't be. You can't say that I can't Joan on it, right? It was somewhere in between. I'm not picky. I had a great time in freaking middle of nowhere farmland, Pennsylvania. And I had a great time in Ocean City. It was just some of the things there were different.
Like what? Like the layout, number one, was very confusing to you.
Well, I'm just not used to going to the beach and seeing...
People right on top of you.
People. Well, I was going to say.
Weren't you prepared for that?
Over sun soaked, bleach blonde hair, dried out,
leathered skin
people, just cooking and being faded tattoos from 30 years ago. So many cigarettes and tank tops and
there are a lot of tattoos. It's just a lot of Under Armour hats and bad tattoos.
Right. So many, and I guess. I knew people call it trashy. People, that's just kind of what people say about it. But I would think it would be more Washington, D.C. type people, right?
What do you mean by Washington, D.C. people? They're all...
Baltimore's trashy. Philadelphia, in my mind, trashy. I think the majority of the people from their Ocean City, they're not from... the metropolitan D.C. area. And if it's just from my mind. Like, I don't see those people all the time.
People who live in Bethesda aren't vacationing.
I think they are, but I just didn't. They're in the minority. I think it's a lot of people from Dundalk and okay, or Coxieville or whatever.
Coxieville. 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 Okay. But Steve Sands has a...
That's what I can't figure out.
It's like, how is Steve Sands, who's very well, well-mannered,
I think there's
broadcasting
a
voice.
I think there's a divide. You got people like Steve Sands who grew up going to the beach, right? Or Tom C. Mooney. Probably been going to Ocean City his entire life. And like you, it's core memory. Those guys stumbled into something successful. They got money coming out of their ears. They don't know any better. It's like the junkies will always be PG County trash, as people say, okay?
Yeah.
All right? They can't escape it. So there's people like that that grew up going that's in their blood.
My cousin is a CPA who lives next to Cakes. She has a Bayside condo in Ocean City because we grew up going together as youth.
So, but you have silver spoon kids like JP Flame, right? That didn't
they wouldn't be caught.
Like a person like JP would never
be caught in Ocean City
because he grew up going to Puerto Rico beaches, rich kid.
He was on the polo team.
He's rich now. Yeah. Okay. Now, like, he just wouldn't go to Ocean City. That's beneath him.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. That makes sense.
All right. But I'm not above Ocean City. Just the
people
watching and everything. It was just kind of.
Did you feel superior to everyone when you
No,
were there?
Because I was staying in a place for free.
Yeah,
you know, like if I had my own place or something.
Were you the only one with little kids running around, or in that area? And then you felt like you were doing it wrong
in that condo building. I was the only one with kids that I saw.
Is it my guess is that condo was older couples, older families,
like like their kids were probably like the junkies' kids' ages. So they're 55 or something like that with kids in their 20s. That's a lot of us.
You didn't even get to experience the wild side of Ocean City.
Well, that's the thing. And you know, you do know Ocean City, and you gave me some good recommendations, like the alley-oops. That was all Valdez. One of the best times was the 90 minutes or whatever I was at alley-oops. I had a great time. That was all your recommendation. Yeah, you came in with that first. Obviously, other people said go there too. But
that was my main problem. I don't care if you disliked your time in Ocean City. I mean, personally, I felt like you could have done things differently and had a better experience, but it's also a reflection on me. That's my main beef with your with your Ocean City trashing is that it's a reflection on me because everyone knows that I was your tour guide for your 3 days. I have become synonymous with Ocean City with the show. It is part of my junkies legacy. Is I've really built myself into the Ocean City guy.
Yeah, that's a good thing to be known for.
And now you're hurting my brand by coming back and going, oh my God, Ocean City, I could not believe. Rope walk rope, tail spins.
Now, to be fair, in my defense, it wasn't me coming back taking shots at you. It was my vacation being interrupted by listeners flooding my inbox telling me that Valdez is trashing me on the air and that I'm having the worst time up there.
No.
I'm telling you, that's what happened.
I know that's what happened.
Okay.
But I was not trashing you. Come on, you're a producer.
Drab's an idiot.
Yes, of course. Right. I play your voice memo send me.
I didn't think that you would play that. I wasn't even thinking about the audio. I was just trying to connect with you.
We were down a producer.
Yeah.
I was fishing for content.
Yeah, somebody was out.
I needed to kill a segment. Mm. So, of course, I played your thing. And then I said, he's walking around a beach town 7:30 looking for a sit down dinner.
In hindsight, probably stupid.
But that's my main beef is that the Ocean City brand that I've built up for the last 2-3 years, because I've really gone hard gone hard the last 2-3 years as the Ocean City guy, mm-hmm. all of a sudden was ruined in a 10-minute segment. Well, that was my main beat.
I don't want to take those credentials away from you. I'll say this. You're the Ocean City party expert. Okay, you're the party guy.
No.
I know. I'm just telling you this.
I know, but no, I know how to make a vacation for our peers.
Look,
not necessarily a family vacation. Look, I have suggestions. I don't have a family, so yeah. I don't know what it's like.
I'll tell you this: if you're a biddy right now and you're listening to the show and you're getting married next year and you want a bachelor party, and Valdez is your guy. Okay, you're their guy. If you're a dad,
you can hire me to plan your Ocean City bachelor party.
Also. Stages of child development are very fickle, okay? It's not one size all fits all. I think in a lot of people's mind, they were telling me, oh, Drab's got kids, he should go here.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are still... there's three, okay? There's a huge difference between 3 and 5. Under 5 is a nightmare.
I know, but I think anywhere between 2 to 5 is all the same. One size fits all.
Right. Well, I think you kind of figure under 10 to 2 is all the same. All right. And that's the problem. You were kind of sending me to places where you see kids at that I'll give you credit, but there were mostly kids probably 7 to 10.
Do you know what really hurt me, Drab? You really hurt me by having a poor experience at Frontier Town. That really stung. That
well,
really
let me tell
cut,
you,
that really cut deep.
It really cut me when I cut out half my day to go there, and the train was broken.
Okay, right. There's nothing I can do about
that. I understand. I didn't hold it against you, and I was coming off hot off the heels of going
alley-oops.
No, that was a different day. Of going to Assateague Island, which. You credit to you, I don't think you ever told me to go there. Maybe you did, but 100 people told me to go there.
I said it's something you can do. I didn't really recommend it.
It wasn't at
the top of my recommendation.
Worst part of the trip.
Northside Park, high on my list.
Yeah, Northside Park, yes, I'll give you credit for that. Great time. I like it up there. It's a little calmer. Mm-hmm. That part of Ocean City, as the closer you get to Delaware.
But the entire Frontier Town bashing and your poor experience at Frontier Town, that really stung. It was salt in the wound.
I know.
It was ripping up my childhood right in front of me. And I was sad.
That place was filled with broke jokes like me. Looking to kill some time at a free place.
Hey, that's probably the epicenter of divorced dads.
Oh, I did see.
You're walking around with your two kids. No,
I did see what I thought would assume were some single dads up there. But their kids were older at Frontier Town. I did not see any kids between the age of 2 and 5 there. I saw a couple infants.
If you're not familiar with Frontier Town, it is it's a city, mm-hmm. It's in like West Ocean City, but it's a city that's built up almost like a tombstone Western city.
Is it in Berlin? Is
that I guess that's Berlin, but West Ocean City.
Well, Frontier Town's not a real town. It's just the name.
I'm just saying, like it's like where you would stop before you go off and hit the Oregon Trail. It's
old cowboy town.
Old cowboy town.
But half of it is water park and I don't know, a bunch of other stuff that you pay to go into.
Mm-hmm. Everything's a la carte. It's meant for Nubs families.
But back in the trees, and it took me a while to find it, where the entrance was, is this place called Frontier Town. And if you've been to any sort of like gun show, it was intriguing to me, I have to say, because I have core memories of going to gun shows when I was a youth, I think at Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm or something like that. Probably not Disneyland. Knott's Berry Farm. And I remember loving it. Now, I'm a boy also.
Yeah.
So probably... but I was also older, clearly, if I remember it.
I think I was, I want to say I was around 5 when I first went there. And then my dad tipped the people at Frontier Town to have the gold be hidden mm-hmm. under my seat. So what they do is you ride around on a train. You have some actor dude who's dressed like Sam Elliott. come down and say, hey,
shake you down for the gold.
Yeah. You'll just say, hey, can you hide this gold for me?
Mm-hmm.
And then they have robbers that are along the trail with blanks in their guns that they're shooting off, and they're searching who has the gold, and they're stalking the carts and trying to see who gives it up. It's a whole experience. You probably don't think it's fun now that you're older, but when you're a kid, it's thrilling. Also, I'm sure, I don't know if they do this now, but that used to be a big like cowboys versus Indians type fight that they would have.
Well,
they have in the city.
I think they do. They have a Native American show.
Yeah, where they have like dances and everything.
Now, look, that was part of the problem, Valdez. I get there at 2:10. The Native American show started at 2. Again, I've never been here. I just figured it was all in the same area. I tracked. There's nobody in the Dust Bowl. Okay, there's all these facades of fake saloons and all these other things, right? There's nobody there. Finally, I see an employee about 2:15, and I go, "Hey, is the Native American? There's literally nobody there. I'm the only person in this giant thing." And he goes, "Oh, it's way back there in the woods. Is the Native down the trail? It's a Native American show."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, 2:15. The thing's probably over in 10 minutes. I'm not walking all the way down there. I was like, I'll just hang out here. The longest hour of my life, or the longest 45 minutes of my life.
Did you tie your
twins? I couldn't believe it.
Did you tie your twins to the hitching post?
Oh my God. We're doing laps. Yeah. Eventually we found some shade. It was also butt bright and sunny. It was killing me.
I will say Frontier Town is one of the last places in the country that you can go, woo, and not be judged for it.
I tell you what, the Native Americans were offended because they were clearly white guys with tans and long hair. There were a couple of hippies that they put some feathers on.
Drab doesn't realize that when he was on the beach that morning, those are the characters tanning up on the sand.
So tanned.
To get that Chief Wahoo red skin. So they can go work the Frontier Town later that day.
And I was like,
he doesn't realize it's a whole theatrical thing.
I mean, there wasn't a Hispanic that they could get. I mean, it was clearly a white guy.
No, not in Ocean City.
The show starts, and I told it on the Junkies today. The guns are so loud. We get Tinsley screaming. I got to carry her out of there 4 minutes in the total bust.
Are all the parents looking at
you?
Yes,
everyone's looking at me.
And you got to do the walk of shame with each kid on your arm.
Huge walk of shame. But it ends.
Did you get them anything? From the store?
No.
They don't want to remember.
No, because that's when we went and we did go into the gun store while we were waiting for like one of the 40 things we did for 45 minutes. And they were trying to they still barely understand the concept of paying stuff for stuff. No, you can't take that. We got to buy it. And I'm not buying that. Put that back. I can't tell you how many times this now last week I said, put that back.
Hey, did you see any of the cap guns? Because I remember. Frontier Town was one of the places that I
red
got one
strips.
No, I'm talking about the real caps that was in a circle. The red strip stuff, that's like fake caps.
Okay.
I hate that stuff. If you're a kid, don't give your kid.
Well, that's what I saw before the show. That's why I thought it was just going to be this little pew, pew, pew thing.
No,
that's
blanks.
What I thought the show was.
No, it's
no, these legit were legit blanks. Alec Baldwin guns. Yeah. Right? It was so loud, dude.
It looked like rusty.
Yeah. It was so, I mean.
Hey, now you know why he got confused.
Yeah. Totally, same guns. So loud, dude. Scared the crap out of me, and I'm old.
Yeah, we hear them all the time at Southeast.
Yeah. I didn't know it was a Tombstone reenactment of Doc Holliday screaming at these guys at the top. That in itself was scary.
But that gift shop is where you get the real cap. You can get the real cap guns. That's where you have them in the circle, and you got to put them in the revolver. Mm. The thing spins.
They sell the guns that are that loud.
No,
not quite that loud.
Not that loud, okay. But I mean. Like top quality cap guns, they'll have in there. Not the stupid ones where they have like the little
red
metal clicker that's hitting the red strip.
Yeah.
No, they have legit cap guns.
Well, they must have those too because I saw those red strips on the ground outside.
I know, but those are the number ones.
Yeah.
It's almost like, remember how candy cigarettes were all silly, and then the candy cigarettes turned awful. Like they basically became chalk, and they wouldn't put the red paint on the end. Or so those cap guns are like the real candy cigarettes.
Can I let me tell you something? I was impressed at Ocean City.
Okay,
you guys must have like the best beach cleaning crew in the world up there. For as many people that are on the beach. There was like no trash. I didn't see a lot of trash on the beach. I mean, maybe stuff from like people that day.
Yeah, but
there wasn't stuff in the sand anywhere. Like there was no trash in the sand. So how do they do? I just assume they have like every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they have like someone that drags the sand,
gets all the trash out of there for the day. It's very impressive, day after day, of how many people are on those beaches, how relatively clean they are.
Did you see? Did you see any of the Scopes guys?
I didn't see Scopes. I still don't exactly know what Scopes is. I mean, you guys were re-explaining it to me, but no, I didn't see any.
They take a picture. And then the picture goes into something that you put on your eye, a prism thing.
Yeah.
And then you get the picture taken, and then you go claim it on like 60 something street. And the person is carrying around 10 billion things around their arms, cameras, scopes. They have shorts that say Scopes on their butt. And they go, Scopes, Scopes. They go up to every person, Scopes. Scopes.
I feel like I didn't get the full experience.
What about lifeguards? Did you see any of the lifeguards?
Yeah, I thought the beach closed at 5:30. When the lifeguard 5:25, when they blow their whistle and they start waving, I'm like, well, is the beach closed? What's going on here? Because I told you, I only go out for about 90 minutes.
So that's what the lifeguards have to do is the lifeguards have to get everyone in on their watch.
And then when they leave, you're on your own.
So what did you think of the clientele? Who were your beach neighbors? What was your setup like on the beach?
I just tried to find a sliver. I don't do chairs. I don't do umbrellas. That's the thing. I'm not into baking out there. Also, shout out to my guy Mike from whose condo. He set me up with a key. I went down into the sand locker in his condo. He had all the toys for me. He was like, "Take the chairs, take them." No, I don't do. I'm not carrying all that stuff. Everyone loves to carry stuff to the beach.
Dude, you had a 30-yard walk.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to say.
I saw those people lugging all that stuff.
I'm going to say, imagine when you have to cross Bayside along Coastal Highway got two chairs, a cooler, an umbrella,
a snack bag. I was impressed by the stacking and packing ability of all these people crossing the highway with their beach equipment.
Hey, you want to work out?
Yeah.
You lug those chairs back in, those Tommy Bahama chairs back and forth.
No, we took down a couple toys, two beach towels.
What were the toys?
Were there shovels, small shovels, buckets.
Did you?
Not pinwheel. What's the thing called where you pour water on it, like a Dixie wheel thing?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. That you'd be like on the back of a...
I don't know. You put that in the sand and the water goes through the mud and everything.
Did you dig for sand crabs?
I saw sand crabs and I didn't really dig a lot in them. I also like, I'm assuming because of what the tractor dragger comes by, it creates almost cliff like.
That's the erosion.
Is that the erosion?
Yes. Okay, Ocean City never used to be that steep. Heading into the water.
Okay.
But that's,
I like the steepness. It's a built-in chair. You can carve out a little seat there for yourself and lean back onto it. So I just lean back and I watch them play in front of me. And then we would, constantly run to the water, back.
What did you think of the waves? Did you think it was a little rough out there?
No, I thought it was fine. I thought it was good.
No, but that steep cliff dive in Ocean City never used to be like that.
Yeah.
That's from years of erosion.
So what's that beach going to look like in 50 years?
Well, they're just going to refill it with...
They refill it.
They're just going to refill everything.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, Ocean City is actually a man-made beach.
All fake sand?
Well, I mean...
Or fake beach?
No, I'm just saying someone created that inlet. Someone created that inlet, I believe, in the 50s.
Oh, wow. All right, good to know. You are Mr. Ocean City.
I am Mr. Ocean City.
No, I should say this. I did a little bit of Jonin on it, but I had a really good time with my kids. Different kind of a getaway. It's just me and them.
What's also weird is that, and entertainment, is that people are just... People want you to have a crappy time.
Yeah, you also I can't come back and say, oh yeah, nothing happened. It was a great vacation.
I had a great vacation. Yeah. I'm refreshed. But kids loved it.
Right.
I was
awesome.
Now,
to be fair, the junkies will do that, but I feel like you got to tell a couple stories, not exaggerate or anything like that, but you got to find ways to make it somewhat appealing or entertaining to people.
Well, so. I was in conflict because I think deep down for the show, we want disaster to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really don't wish disaster for your vacation.
If I went to the Carolina beaches, you would have been rooting for a full-on disaster.
Kind of.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I appreciate that. There's nothing. I don't take that personally. I do the same for you.
We want it for show
content. When you go on a golf trip, I want you to finish in last place. Okay?
Okay. But I was also torn because this is my stomping grounds. Mm-hmm. So I do want you to have a bad experience, but I don't want you to have a bad experience. Yeah. So I'm conflicted. I don't know what to root for.
Here's what's overwhelming on how many places there are up there to eat and things to do that I need to give it another chance. And I'll probably obviously leave the kids home, maybe go back up there with
you need a boys trip.
Maybe you, me and Mike and Mar will stay at Mike's condo again. And we'll do it right this time.
You need a boys trip.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Didn't we beg on the show previously to go on people's bachelor parties or something? Or you could pay us to go on Ocean City?
Yeah, we tried to get people to invite us to their weddings, officiate their weddings, go on their bachelor parties.
Yeah.
You want to hire us to play in your golf foursome? We're all for it. I wanted to real quick. Before we wrap up, I wanted to talk about your Dutch Wonderland trip just for a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Because we spent a lot of time with Ocean City. And I will say, as much as I felt offended by your Ocean City banter, you redeemed yourself with the pretzels you brought back.
Yeah. I got to give a shout out to Matt, another Matt. This is Matt from Lancaster. He's the one, the listener, the P1. That lives there during the week. He goes to New York City a lot on the weekends. Reached out to me when he heard me begging for ideas for a vacation. Said, come up to Lancaster. I'm not going to be there. Stay in my place. By the way, this guy's got unbelievable decor sense. If you are a bachelor, I'm assuming this guy's a bachelor. It was a loft. It was a dream loft.
You kept saying loft.
I don't understand
what you're saying.
Like an old artist loft in New York City with the high ceilings and then
just one big room.
One big room and then there was a stairs upstairs, but it's like a quarter of the space, right? So it's like on the back wall.
Okay.
But the majority of the whole place is super high ceilings.
Uh-huh.
And then with a lot of wood beams and that kind of,
brick.
Brick, exposed brick. Okay,
your big exposed brick.
Exposed brick and wood beams, and he just had a really great decor sense of everything that was in his house. Kind of made me want to be a bachelor. I'm like, this guy's living the life. But Lancaster, I think you can have fun if you got a couple activities in your town. You can spend anywhere for a couple days and have a good time.
I wouldn't be opposed to going there. I'm just saying like. Ocean City, it's more my wheelhouse.
Yeah. No, I was intrigued by about Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It was filled with 20 and 30 year olds. I just would have assumed.
Old Amish.
Old 70s steel town. Yeah, yeah. I don't know anything about maybe not steel town, but Pennsylvania, old people, nothing to do. No, this place was bustling with hipsters.
Buzzing.
Yeah, buzzing. Food halls, brewery. After brewery,
after
restaurant. Here's what I liked about it. In Northern Virginia, the development, and I just speaking, that's where I've lived. It's a strip mall haven, and everything is chain restaurants, right?
A conglomerate.
You got land. Someone's going to build it. They're going to have a Chipotle there. They're going to have
a Costco.
They're all the same, right? A dentist office.
Yes.
They're going to have a smoothie place. All right. They're all the same.
Yeah. Fairfax is no different than Sterling.
And there's a place for all that. And those places are comforting as well because you know what to expect. No, this place was mom and pop restaurant, one after another. Mm-hmm. Gas stations of you never see, before, like mom and pop gas stations, things like all that kind of stuff, breweries, restaurants, little tiny restaurants, that boutiques,
A lot of boutiques, Valdez, okay. That kind of stuff. I don't know. It had a little bit of charm to it. And then you also have the Amish part, which is on the outskirts mostly of the city, of people living a completely different life than the rest of the world. And it's that in and of itself was kind of amazing. But those guys, they are exactly what you see and you heard of. In downtown Lancaster, they have a central market, an Amish market. They're all over the place. I've never really seen Amish people in my life. These guys got the worst haircuts you've ever seen.
Like Bigfoot.
These guys, they all look like Abe Lincoln. Tall.
Bearded. They're wearing suspenders.
Homemade clothes. Horrible haircuts. Look like with hedged clippers cut their hair.
They're all named Ezekiel or Jebediah.
Same exact facial features on all these guys. I'm not trying. Long noses, like pointy chins. It was kind of strange.
Sound very inbred.
Maybe that's the word to use. I'm not sure, but it was just unorthodox.
It's the same gene pool.
Unorthodox from what I was accustomed to seeing in my life.
All right.
But it had a lot of charm about it. Okay. And unbelievable food. And so this guy, Matt, he set the junkies up.
He put together a care package.
A care package. It was on his kitchen table when I walked in there, and it said, for the junkies, take all of it. Don't be shy or something like that. Unbelievable snacks.
Lancaster. Yeah. It might be the snack capital of the East Coast.
It is. Or Pennsylvania is, because they got all those pretzels up there of Snyder's.
I didn't know Pennsylvania was a pretzel haven.
I think it's a snack haven and an amusement park haven. Those are two things I like. Pennsylvania right now is high on my list.
Snacks and roller coasters.
Dude, the snacks were unbelievable,
They're doing things with pretzels I had no idea that were being done.
So we had these pretzels with...
I don't know what it is.
Savory, sugary pretzels.
I don't know what it is, but a Pennsylvania pretzel, when you bite into it, it tastes like air.
I don't know how they did it.
I don't know how you do it. Is it the water? You know how they say, like,
the New York pizza water?
Yeah. The New York pizza water makes the best pizza, or also, like, the best bagels. Long Island bagels are the best bagels.
There are also probably recipes that are 200 years old that they've perfected over time, right? And they're doing it the same. The technology's not changing. They're doing it the same way, old school, Valdez. There's something to be said for that. All this stuff.
It was amazing, because usually if you have a handful of pretzels, it's kind of filling. It fills you up. But these things, it's almost like popcorn pretzels.
I don't even want to say the name of the pretzel company, because we're trying to figure out how to get these pretzels down here and sell them at a farmer's market. That's what the three of us are trying to figure out this week.
They're so good.
They're so unbelievably good.
Can we say the flavors that they have?
Yeah, sure.
They had a cinnamon sugar one, which was a nice treat that you brought in.
That was probably my favorite. We had four different ones.
My favorite was the honey mustard dusted pretzels. Those were crack.
As I've heard Portnoy say before, blew my dick off. Okay? It blew my D off, Valdez. How good that honey mustard. And I thought that would be the worst one.
I thought so too, but I was willing to try it.
And then we had a cheddar pretzel and...
The cheddar was good.
And zesty Parmesan ranch.
I like the...
also, unbelievable.
Who comes up with those flavors? Who made that honey mustard dust?
God did. It's a blessing from God.
I don't know why that's not going on popcorn. I don't know why that's not going on potato chips. How do you not put that on potato chips? If you put that on potato chips, you would be the next Utz.
The Amish or the Mennonites, they've got the seasoning game figured out.
If I had that seasoning on chips, all right, and I had my own brand, I would bend over Mrs. Utz and just give it to that company and outsell them.
Isn't it interesting, Valdez, that the blandest, whitest people there are, the Amish, have the seasoning game perfected?
they have no seasoning on themselves.
Yeah.
And they've just stumbled into the seasoning on all of their snacks.
It was really. So Lancaster, and there's a couple towns like Lancaster up there. I think there's York, PA.
There's Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Oh, interesting.
All cool spots, especially if you have young kids. Look to see Dutch Wonderland.
Has Sarah came back from her
yeah, she's back. I'm trying. Trip, yeah. Well, maybe we'll do an adult trip up to Pennsylvania next time. Right. I don't know.
There you go.
Because I couldn't go to these restaurants, you know. There's one restaurant that it was off the charts, 5 stars, and I go walk in there and he's like, it was a burger place, burger and fries or sandwiches.
That's right up your alley.
And they're like, 45-minute wait. And I'm like, let's go to Chick-fil-A, girls. It was sad. It was a sad end. It was a sad end. You know, it wasn't even Chick-fil-A. It was McDonald's. It was a sad end to the trip.
Hey, you just told me Lancaster is full of Wonder Man and Ma and Pa places. Let's go to McDonald's.
No. That was
let's go get some nuggies.
Can I explain? Yes, sorry. That was on about 20 miles outside of town. It's where we stopped for the McDonald's on the way home.
Okay.
I said, all right, let's go home. We'll stop at a McDonald's on the highway on the way home.
All right. Hey, we gotta let you know that today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Get some Don't Sleep today. They support me, support Drabby, support this podcast. Go to don'tsleepenergy.com and use that promo code BITSEASON for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to give you my tilt of the week.
All right.
And then we got to talk about ghosts.
Oh, yeah. The big ghost conversation on the junks this week.
Yeah.
All right. Stick around.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 139. Hey, Drabby, We'd be remiss if we didn't mention Junkies Producers on Cameo. It's Cameo season. You know what? Have us announce your fantasy football draft order. You want to talk some smack to other players in your league.
A
welcome video for your league. Junkies Producers on Cameo. We'll do that for you. Get your fantasy football season ready to roll.
Everybody does fantasy football, and I'm sure a lot of the guys in your group listen to the Junkies. It would be our honor to get to know your group a little bit, and maybe make a couple bucks on the side.
Yeah, that always helps. Well, we take our cameos very seriously.
Yeah,
so look us up on Cameo. Find us. You know what? If we'll post one. If we end up getting one, we'll post one.
Yeah,
we
did a bunch last year.
So everyone knows what it is, what it looks like. So you know what you're getting.
All right, Valdez, you've teased a tilt of the week. I actually have no idea what it is here, so I'm pretty intrigued.
Maybe it's just me, but and it's because I'm pushing the buttons, I'm running the board.
Mm-hmm.
But my tilt of the week is JP playing musical chairs in the studio every time there is someone on vacation. I don't understand it. I don't know why he does it.
Mm-hmm.
I know why. He says he comes over here when Cakes is out for the sound effects machine, but he's not really using the buttons properly. Like I haven't heard the teletype once during the sports page. He did find the entertainment page music on the machine.
Don't you think he likes the creative control of it?
Maybe. I think
that's power of the
power of the machine
that he doesn't usually get.
I think there's something to that. But can someone also explain to me why he sits in Jason's seat? Like, I could see him sitting here in Cakes' seat because he wants to make eye contact with us, know when he needs to break, even though we never break on time to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
He
doesn't really need to look at us because we all have a talk back feature. Yes. And we can tell him instructions and he can talk to us off air.
But it causes a lot of problems and a lot of confusion. There's live read scripts that are in his seat before he gets here that he doesn't see and doesn't have on hand when we got to go to break or when there's a read.
Well, this week has especially been frustrating because yesterday he sat in his normal seat.
Yeah, he sat in his
seat. I didn't understand. He came in, he was late, and that's a whole other thing. He was late, and somehow that doesn't count anymore. he sat in his normal seat. But then the day before, he sat in Cake's seat, and today he sat in Cake's seat.
Yeah, and then last week, he was sitting in Jason's seat.
And last week. I'm honestly with you. I don't think it irritates me as much as it irritates you, but I also don't understand it. I don't know why he sits in Jason's seat. There's nothing changes. He can't see us any different. I don't understand. The Cakes thing, you could maybe sell me on that he wants to do the instant replay. But I don't think back in the old studio, back in Lanham or in Fairfax, he changed his seat when guys were out, did he? He always sat in the same seat.
I think he would sit in Cakes' seat.
He would?
I think, yes. I actually think JP did the instant replay before Cakes did back in the day. Wow. We might want to need to fact check that. I think...
That was bad producing, Brett.
No, this was pre-Brett. It might have been CK. Okay. It might have been before CK. Mm-hmm. But this is what also people don't understand is that... I get it. I should know which mics are what. But just
But you have the routine every day.
Yeah, yeah. JP's mic 4.
Yeah.
Like, that's just already branded in my brain. Also, the talkback. Like, I got to hit Cakes' talkback to talk to JP.
I think what's a little...
It's just...
It's a minor thing. But
I know
would say
it's minor, but...
I would say what's kind of... Is that nobody...
Big deal, little deal.
There's big. It's probably a little deal, but there's little just deal. No rhyme or reason to what he's doing. And he's like a madman about it, and he's very defiant, almost, because we've asked him to sit in his normal seat before, and he won't do it. He's like, I like to sit over here. And nobody understands it.
I don't understand.
We don't have the reasoning for it. But I think he just likes to go to the beat of his own drum sometimes.
Okay. He's a free spirit.
Yeah. He likes to kind of, it's like on the rundown. If there's a rundown, he's not really following the rundown.
He has his own thing.
If he doesn't like it, which is fine. I'm not, it's not a big deal, but he'll bring up his own topics or.
Little deal.
It's a little deal. I'm not going to make it. I don't know.
It's just a little quirk that's tilting me. That's all right. I mean, it's not the end of the world. I get it. But it's just something I noticed that.
Have you noticed that Lurch has been butt funny this week? What did Lurch say today that we were all laughing about? It was something to JP. He zinged Bickle a couple times.
And we were talking about raw dogging.
Yeah.
And then he said, I think you said you just got to be entertaining. And then Jason said, I can. I don't know about the other guy or something like that.
You guys don't entertain me.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys don't. Bish is in. Bish, always, people always say that Jason is the funniest junkie. A lot of people say that about him. Mm-hmm. And I don't think most of the time you and I pick up on that. But this week, and maybe not even just this week, I've been noticing this a lot. He's had some killer zings that have made us literally teeth out laughing. We were laughing at that JP zing today.
What are the other ones?
I don't really remember, but I just remember laughing that he was witty. He was very witty.
I think when Jason is in his I don't give an F era. Mm-hmm. Funny.
Is that what era he's in?
Yeah,
right,
that's
now?
What era he's in.
Mm-hmm. I like that era.
Yeah,
he's been sharp.
Yeah, I don't give an F era.
He's been participating more in the non-sports topics. I felt like this summer more so than before. And then, look, somebody's out, so he knows he has to pick up the slack a little bit. But sometimes the 3-man shows are better than the 4-man shows. In that everybody picks up, knows that they got to give it their all or give it more of an effort. Yeah. Maybe EB doesn't feel that way.
Hey, speaking of non-sports stuff, we talked about Mookie Betts getting an Airbnb because a hotel was haunted, mm-hmm. or there was rumors to be haunted. Mm-hmm. That sparked a big discussion about ghosts.
Mm. JP was not funny. He was not funny during that scene. He was having terrible zings, and he wouldn't stop with the horrible zings and slamming the brakes on the conversation. That actually is my tilt of the week. We're both going to pick JP this week. I thought it was a good, fun conversation, and JP was kind of like making a mockery, which is fine. You can kind of make a mockery of it, but we couldn't get the conversation going because he kept doing the Sam Darnold the ghost. And then he was asking the caller, making fun of the haulers who were telling their ghost experiences, saying, "What evidence do you have?" Do you, it was just kind of rickety.
He was being he was like a Freddy on Scooby Doo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a little bit of a.
But I didn't want to speak up. I don't know. It's not ghosts, but mm-hmm. There's just some stuff I can't explain, and that I don't know what it is. It's just some sort of spiritual phenomenon
mm-hmm.
that I just can't put my finger on. I can't explain. I don't know what it is, but I did not feel very welcome to say it because of Eric and JP, mostly them two,
mm-hmm.
just calling you dumb if you believed in any kind of
so were you afraid? Ghost. Were you afraid to speak? Yeah, you actually kind of were kind of quiet.
I didn't want to speak up because I felt like if I said I believed in ghosts, or believed in the paranormal activity, that I didn't want to be labeled as dumb.
But Lurch and I were all in on Team Ghost.
I don't know. You didn't seem very Team Ghost. You didn't.
No, I said I think so. I said, remember that I did the whole thing about. If you believe in heaven and your body goes someplace in the afterlife, that you can get trapped.
I just know that there's paranormal things that you don't know. And just because there's no physical evidence of something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. That would be my interpretation.
Can I tell you that I believed in ghosts a lot more before all these ghost shows that were popular about 10, 15 years ago, because it was a bunch of fake content that they were doing.
Yeah.
That's what kind of, I'm like, oh, if the ghost hunters are doing fake content that's clearly not real, it's kind of making me lose my luster a little bit.
Hey, did you know I thought the Blair Witch Project was real?
For
an extended period of time.
I never thought it was real because I think I saw it maybe a couple weeks after it came out or after the buzz was already out there
mm-hmm.
and had been debunked. So I never thought it was real, but you guys, you Marylanders take a lot of pride in that movie.
I don't know if I take pride in it.
What area is
it? Some nubs of woods.
Perryville? Is it up there by Perryville or Perry Hall? What is it called?
Well, there are two. There's a Perryville and a Perry Hall. I don't know exactly where it is.
I think it's somewhere over there.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of a good story, the ghost thing. I actually liked the fact that they were adamant in that. I liked the fact that EB and JP were adamant in their non-belief of it. Like, they had good opinions.
Yeah. I want to give you kudos.
My favorite part of the show, weekly.
The weekly kudos?
Yeah.
No, but when you described orbs to the guys, like, I couldn't put my finger on how to, like lights moving along something. Mm. I couldn't put my finger on how to describe it.
The only thing I know about orbs, and this is my entire frame of reference, is that at Arizona State, we had to do a 10-minute documentary in this class we did. Mm-hmm. My loser partner wanted to do cowboy poetry. So that's what we did our dumb documentary on. So many cool things, but we did cowboy poets.
What kind of hipster loser are you partnered with?
I know, it was a total loser. I let him.
Yeah, and then the fact you let him walk all over.
I bet you didn't know until 10 seconds ago that cowboy poetry was a thing.
I did.
You can look it up. Like, it's old school Arizona. I don't know. Cowboys. The theme is cowboy guys on ranches. Write about the stars and the moon and bringing in the herd and all that stuff. I
don't, like cooking beans.
Yeah, cooking beans. I don't really remember. It was 20-something years ago. Anyways, all I remember, one of the other groups.
That sounds a very Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah. One of the other groups in the class did a documentary on ghosts, and they had a bunch of footage that they went out and did and pictures. And they took a bunch of pictures at a haunted cemetery,
mm-hmm.
and I remember them using the word orbs, and they would show these pictures in the documentary of all these light flashes circling around the graves.
Mm.
And I mean, I was like, well, that's bizarre. I mean, that's clearly something.
What's the extent of ghosts that you believe in? So do you believe, do you believe there are zombie-like people that you can't see?
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
That are just, do you feel like maybe, spirits are
maybe
floating?
Maybe not like a silhouette of somebody.
Spirits are floating around right now.
Right. I don't think they're like silhouettes of bodies. But I think that there can definitely be some sort of trap soul in, and I'm a sucker for horror stories, like, you know, some kid gets dies, a piano falls on top of him, all right? So I'm a hotel or something, all right?
Okay. And he's, and that kid's wandering,
he's wandering
the
halls
of the hotel
looking for his balloon or something. I don't know. Okay. Like, I'm a sucker for those stories.
All right, all right, I can get down with that.
Yeah,
I can. Or like the mother, like the grieving mother. The,
yeah, exactly.
That,
yeah.
That hanged herself
she
because
could hear her howling in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Ghost stories.
Yeah, ghost stories. That was also tough thing. He's like, what does it look? It look like Casper.
I know.
Does he have a hood on? Yeah. Okay. What about like you don't believe in like zombies, do you?
Here's where I draw the line. I don't think that there's ghosts out there that are going to kill you in the middle of the night, right? Or something like they're going to
like a ghost.
You're going to be pulled into the underground by
like a ghost can't the Ring. Mm-hmm. Like some dead child can't crawl out of her TV and kill you.
Yeah, the movie Ghost. Have you seen that, right?
Yes, with Patrick Swayze, Whoopi Goldberg.
The ghost pulls Willie Lopez into the sewer or whatever at the end of the movie and kill like. That's too much. That's not happening. But I do think that there are some souls trapped in between the sheetrock somewhere.
Do you feel like maybe a ghost has tried to contact you?
No.
In any extent?
No. Not fortunate enough for that.
What did you think of Eric's hot take about
palm reading?
No. When he said his mom, when like he was talking about his father passing away,
mm-hmm.
and then it was talking to his mom about him watching down on them, and his mom said, "Well, if he's in heaven, why would he want the burden of caring about us?" That kind of
you know
really
what? That's very similar to a thought I had before, and it was explained to me by someone. And I'm just going to be blunt. This is just how I think about things sometimes, right?
I know.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
I have an idea, okay. But I don't want to say it because... Hold on, I'm going to write, okay. I'm gonna write right. it down.
All right. I bet you all the guys out there know what I'm going to say.
All right, hold on.
All right,
you say
all right. So... Not anytime, but when you have alone time, right? Yes.
I want you to read what I wrote. I'm holding it right now on the paper.
This is exactly word for word. Rod Valdez wrote down, beating off with dead grandma. All right? I tend to think of my grandfather, all right? Because that's someone I idolized more.
Yeah.
Well, my grandfather's that passed away looking down, being just utter shame at the way I'm treating my body. All right? Just utter. Yeah. But someone explained to me, yeah, they're up there with the blowing horns and the golden trumpets, and they're no longer concerned
they're in Nirvana.
Nirvana. They're not really concererned about what's going down here, or not. No. They don't know what's going on down here. So don't worry about it. Blast away, Draft.
No, I've had that thought because I go, I didn't really know Pop very well. He died when I was younger, and I never met my. My dad's dad.
Right.
So it was mostly grandmas. Mm-hmm. Grandma Joe, Grandma Jane.
Mm.
And so I've always had that
shame
in my head. And it goes, what if the one time she wants to go check in on me?
Yeah, you're just...
Right? And I got my dick in my hand. The one time she's peering down and she sees me watching stepsister porn.
Yeah, that's a horrible thought. And most guys have had that thought before. But once you think about it that way, that they're no longer concerned about what's going on down here, those thoughts vanish and they don't torment you anymore.
There's a lot of cope that he was spitting about his dad not looking at him.
I think that's a lot of what's going on.
Yeah, a lot of cope.
He was very conflicted because he's got his mommy issues with EB, I'm talking about, being so devoted to Christ and living a life for Jesus. And then he's saying, I don't even know if that's true. And so won't believe in ghosts.
I know that was also very weird. Mm. I never knew
he's got
Eric
faith. He's got his
had some had a conflict in faith or is having a...
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I hope he comes to a resolution with that at some point in his life, so he becomes more at peace with whatever decision that he makes.
But don't you think it was kind
that
of...
Was a little, wasn't that a little insight? He didn't let us in very much, but no. Something's going on there. Somebody get him a therapist and dig into that.
Yeah. He's definitely having some sort of a weird relationship with God right now, I feel like. But that was also weird, just because I kind of put it in the same category of religion and ghosts, because it both takes some sort of belief,
mm-hmm.
both takes some sort of faith. And if someone was a devout Christian or Catholic, mm-hmm. and you know, I wouldn't call them stupid to their face.
Hmm.
Like,
do atheists believe in ghosts?
That's a good question. My guess is no,
probably not. Right?
Because my guess is you need a. Hard evidence, like JP says,
mm-hmm.
and also I feel like atheists have a lack of faith, and I think both
is probably not define atheists, but I believe atheists believe that nothing happens, like the lights just turned off and nothing happened, so therefore there couldn't be ghosts.
No, but you can still can't you still believe in God and then also
an atheist?
Yeah, well, no, believe in God, but believe when you die, nothing happens.
We're going down the theology hole, and I don't have the clearly don't have the answers.
I'm out of my depth.
Yeah,
I'm out of my depth. My bad.
I thought it was a loose conversation during, and also I want to remind you guys, just because training camp's here and just because football, we're going to have fun conversations. We're going to try. We're trying to do the Raw Dog Show. Like, we don't want to do Jade and Daniel's training camp stuff. I'm not sure if you guys noticed that, but we don't want to do that
nonstop
4 hours a day. You know, I know a lot of people get burnt out on it, and that's what brings the most eyeballs or ears to the station. But we still, of course, want to do
our show.
Our goal is, I think, always 50-50. Right, Valdez? And that's kind of how we build the rundowns.
Yeah.
For the most part. 50% sports. Doesn't always work out that way. But
one day we should post a rundown. Whenever we have a good... mm-hmm. Why don't we have a good rundown?
When we have a good show?
No, not just a good show, but just saying we should post...
Oh, it's packed show or something.
We should post one of our rundowns.
All right.
So people know...
What it looks like.
What it looks like. Yeah. What we're thinking.
Mm-hmm. What are you and Mar? I still don't know what you and Mar are doing tonight. I'm so confused. Like, you guys talking about?
Well, we have this event where we're supposed to be schmoozing.
You're schmoozing
clients.
Surfside.
Bobby Blicky.
Is Surfside getting all these? Are these Paola mentions? I don't even know if they're a sponsor. I have no idea. I've heard Surfside. All EB's wearing Surfside hoodies 3 days a week.
They do sponsorship. Hey, I'll let you know tomorrow when I get a fistful of cash from the Surfside guys.
Right.
But so it's in Arlington. And Mar lives in Arlington. Mm-hmm. I asked, hey, are you going to come out? It's right your neck of the woods. Why don't you come out? JP will be there. Eric will be there. I'll be mm-hmm. there. And then he took it a step further and he says, hey, why don't you come over the bro pad before we all mm-hmm. go out?
I said, and hang out with his roomies.
Yeah.
On that 85-inch. Oh, I need to get your thoughts on that television.
I'm going there for the content.
Okay. He doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that. I'm also going to play.
You're mining for content.
I'm also going to play the new NCAA. I'm excited to do that.
Oh, on the big screen.
Yeah, all on the 85-incher.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go hang out with the boys. I'll probably throw a Zen in.
Mm-hmm.
And just
what time are you getting over there?
Like 4:30-ish.
4:30. All right, you guys are gonna head over there. You can hang out for an hour and then
half hour, yeah. And then head on over. It's like 2 miles away from the place.
It sounds like a good time. You and Mar should hang out more.
Yeah, we're gonna be bros today.
Yeah.
And then I take that back. I do feel a little, not bad, but slighted. I feel slighted because I confirmed that I was going to go hang out with him and mm-hmm. we'll be boys. And then he wouldn't stop asking you to come over.
Oh, I think he was just doing, you know, hey, Drab, Valdez is in, you're missing out. It wasn't hey, I need Drab. No, okay. He was just trying to be like.
I thought he was doing.
Mar doesn't think like that. He's not always trying to pit one side against.
Like Valdez isn't good enough for.
Yeah, no. He's just hype man. He wants everyone to be happy. Okay. And so he knows that I'm missing out tonight because I'm going
home. We're
going to
have stories tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you're going to be.
Yeah. For sure. No, I think he's jacked to hang out with you.
I know, which is kind of weird.
All right.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us for an hour here as we do Bit Season episode 139. And hope everybody has a great weekend. Valdez, I thought it was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Don't forget our Cameo.
I think they're all good. All 139 of them are.
All right. Junkies producers maybe on not Cameo. And yeah, hit us up and we will break down fantasy your fantasy football. We'll do a live reveal.
And also invite us to your bachelor parties.
Yeah. Ocean City.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
See you
later.